Hey, Northbrookers. Chuck Maxwell here along with...
Brent. What's going on, guys?
Brent who? Your cell phone is ringing, even as we're recording.
Okay, well, that was my wife, so...
Brent who?
More.
We're always wanting more.
Yeah.
Our fans are always wanting more. That's why we're...
That's why
we've skipped 3 weeks on the podcast.
That's right.
Podcast.
So how many calls did we get for people tell us, come, bring it back?
You know, I'm really not sure how many we got.
Well, I got a big nine.
That's I thought you were keeping count.
I am. I'm keeping count.
Zero. That's right. Okay. All right. Well, cool. Well, we hope you've missed us. And if you haven't, that's okay because we've been busy and we didn't miss doing it.
Yeah.
For the 10 listeners that we have. But for those of you who are faithful, we thank you for listening. Hope to be an encouragement to you. And hope you are reading the story and living it out. Because that is the goal. Is it not?
I agree.
You know... one of the things that I've thought about recently, Brent, and I don't know if this affects you with the students, which I want you to tell here in a bit how you're handling the story with students. But one of the things I think that might be, I don't want to say a hindrance, but a challenge for us sometimes, and I heard this happening in the last couple of weeks because we've gotten to a place in the story where we're back into some narrative, and it's kind of fun.
Right.
And... it's easy to get ahead,
right? Huh. Well, that's not a bad problem to have.
It's not a bad problem to have, but a lot of times, if we're doing this together, mm-hmm. and there's a few people that have gotten ahead, and there's a few people that are still on track, yeah. and we're trying to keep our conversations and our messages on Sunday and our small group conversations in line with the reading plan that we're doing. If you're ahead, you sort of forget some of the stuff that we're trying to highlight along the way.
Okay. Well, I never thought about it like that before. Maybe that's if you get a little bit older, you start to forget. Because I remember what I read last week.
Okay. Well, you're right. Maybe it is that you get a little bit older. That's what it is. But, I found it because I have gotten ahead myself. And somebody will say something to me about something they read earlier. And I'm
I
got to go
now.
Back and look at that because it's not as fresh.
I see what you're saying now. Yeah, I can see where that would occur. With the groups that I'm dealing with, we're looking at more broad brushstrokes. Some of them are even using children's Bibles or abridged versions, or they're reading certain sections. And so as long as we're sort of in the general gist or area, it just hasn't been a problem in my ministry. So yeah, but I can see how it would be in yours.
So you are at the link uh-huh. on Wednesday nights, which is at least 3 Wednesdays a month, unless there is a potential flood. Which did not come here in three-way, and it was a gorgeous night that would have been great to have church, but we didn't,
right.
Which is, I'll take full responsibility for that. But to tell the listeners how you're doing this with the students.
Right. Well, as much as possible, we do try to stay along with the rest of the church, but again, given our Wednesday, first Wednesday of the month off, we're always in the general area. But what we're trying to do is, it's been my... just observation that students are really good at knowing miscellaneous Bible stories because they love them, right? They're taught for them elementary age. And then when they get into middle school and high school, what I feel like they need to know, and I think what goes along great with our chronological Bible reading is, okay, so I read these stories, but how do they fit in with the whole? How do they fit in with the book? How do they fit in with what Chuck is talking about on Sunday morning, since you're the primary preacher? And so what I end up doing is I end up giving them 20, 30-minute overviews of entire books, and then I show them where the stories that they're reading fit in with that and how that theologically fits in with God's story at the whole.
Okay, so you have got, we're just, as far as the reading plan, we are in 2 Samuel and Chronicles area this week, along with some Psalms.
That's right.
You've already been through that and covered
that's
the students.
Right. That's exactly right. So I've already been through 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, and we were going to do Psalms last night.
Okay, so you were basically with the Psalms, just a general, how do we read these, what the purpose of the Psalms are and those kind of things.
That's exactly right. So you give them real brief overview, something they could really remember, kind of hang their hat on, so that when they read these stories or as they read these stories, That it's like, oh, that's where it fits in with the story. And that's kind of what I want to see.
Yeah. Okay. And of course, we didn't get to meet last night. Will you get to make that one up?
Well, I've got to talk to my leaders before I announce exactly how I'm going to go.
Okay. Surprise. Okay. Now, since you all remember everything that you've read, and you have a mind that's incredible like that.
I would say I'm about average.
So that makes me way below. I want you to... Now, this was in our reading for today.
Okay.
On the plan.
Okay.
Which you already read 2 years ago. I want you to tell the listeners the story of the Ark coming back what happened with the guys that... It was on the cart with the oxen.
Right.
And I want you to tell that story.
Okay.
You remember that story? Yes. And the guys' names and stuff?
I can't recall all the names, okay? But where are we at? I mean, you're not even giving me any scripture reads. 2 Samuel 7. Okay.
2
Samuel 6 and 7.
15.
Okay. Area. No, that's fine. So that's fine.
Don't be cheating.
No, I'm not. Okay, let me just tell you. But I want to at least get the guy's name right, because I do know who you're talking about. His household got really blessed when it hung out there for a long time.
Yeah.
And so give me that guy's name.
Abinadab.
Thank you. Okay, I'll tell the story now. Well, first of all, I mean, you got to go back and you got to think about the whole ark and how that was formed and why it was formed and what was inside of all that.
Yeah.
But then after all that, they basically use it as a rabbit's foot. Which I don't know what that is for our generation, but that's what they were using as a good luck charm.
Yeah.
And so they're using it for battle. If we have this, we know we're going to win. And so they use that, and of course it gets taken, and God's not pleased with them. So anyways, eventually, and you talked about this from the pulpit the last week or two
not
ago.
This particular story.
Okay, but I want to get here. I want to say, I'm going to give them some background how we got here. So eventually they send it back. And so they put the ark on a cart. Now, what's interesting about this to me is, you know, over and over again, we read where we're at, that they had the first five books, and they thought a lot of those, right? I mean, even when you get to the beginning of Joshua 1:8, this book of the law should not depart from you, you know, that kind of thing. So you know they were reading it. So I don't understand why they ever thought it was a good idea to put it on a cart, to be quite honest with you. I mean, if they knew their scriptures... And they only had to know five books, right? They would have known, come on, get some poles, like, put them in the ring. But they didn't do that. And so, anyways, he gets on the cart, hits a bump. What's the guy's name?
Uzzah
sticks his hand out to catch it. And anyways, God strikes him dead. So not a fun thing. But eventually, what they do is they get to this. Is that where you want me to stop?
That's kind of where I wanted you to get. Because I've heard that story. A lot.
Yeah.
And, of course, Dave, the whole thing, I think you were mixing up a couple of stories there, because at this time, David is wanting the ark to get back to Jerusalem.
Well, I was trying to give you the background to get to this story.
Yeah, so...
Because it stayed somewhere, and they have to go get it.
That's right. David says bring it back. So it's been at Abinadab's house, right?
He didn't prepare me. I just want all my 10 readers to know. He did not prepare me, so I was giving background. But thank you for trying to slam me.
Uzzah, I mean, I've heard this story before where Uzzah, you know, it's almost presented as if, a lot of times I've heard it, Uzzah, he's doing a good thing. He's keeping the ark from falling off and busting into a gazillion pieces.
Right.
Kind of like the playground here when it blew over the fence this week, right? Just busting up.
I'm kind of glad that we're going to get a new playground. That's neither here nor there.
So maybe I've heard it from the Chronicles
version. Okay.
So it's in Chronicles,
okay.
Which is what's cool about our plan is we're reading chronologically.
Yeah.
So we're reading the Chronicles version. And we read the 2 Samuel 6 version, mm-hmm. which answers the reason that Uzzah died.
All right, tell
it. When he touched the ark. And this is today, so if you hadn't read it, I'm spilling the story for you today. But in 2 Samuel 6, verse 6, when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah reached out to the ark of God and took hold of it because the oxen had stumbled. It's a good thing. Way to go, Uzzah. Then the Lord's anger burned against Uzzah, and God struck him dead on the spot. Why? For his irreverence. Mm-hmm. And he died there next to the ark of God. Now, I don't think I've ever noticed that.
Okay.
I thought Uzzah was thinking, man, I better keep the ark from falling.
Right.
But a combination of his irreverence with what you mentioned about what they'd already been given in the law about how to transport the ark.
Yeah. Yeah.
They should have known.
Right.
And so David gets all ticked off about it.
Mm-hmm.
Sticks it somewhere else for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next time they move it, oh, now we remember.
That's right, yeah.
Let's get the priest and the poles and let's move it the right way. It's kind
of, then they get, what, like six steps? And then they have a worship service.
That's
right,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. So what a great thing to be able to, I don't know. I mean, that was just something fresh for me, even just from the reading for today. And so pay attention as you read. We're learning to read well and fill in some blanks maybe that we've had before. I do want to give you listeners that listen to this before Sunday a heads up, because what we've tried to do in the past is preach a message at the end of the week of reading. And so you will hear a message on something that you've read. That this coming week will be an exception to that. And it's mainly because we felt like some of the more important elements of the story need to be covered, and it just didn't fit the way the plan was laid out. So George will be preaching this week from 2 Samuel 7, which is in our reading for next week. But it's God's covenant with David. We thought that was important enough to cover, as well as something else from next week. So just so you know.
That's right.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I think that's good for those 10 folks out there.
Okay. Well, we are grateful that you've listened in. We will try to do better and keep these things coming a little bit more regularly. Have a great weekend, everybody.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.